Yeah, it's great news. Obviously, I knew it was in the pipeline because the Section 38 was out there before Christmas, 4 or 5 months ago. The locals made plenty of submissions. We had plenty of observations on it. I represented a lot of the locals there living on the street in Mount Shannon, and we came to an agreement with the people here in the council as regards the design of a lot of the work out there, tabletop level crossings, pedestrian crossing, parking bays and all of that. So I'm confident that the people in Mount Shannon are happy enough at what's being proposed. A lot of it is to do with traffic calming, but as well as that, then the public, you just won't get money for traffic calming. You have to do public realm works as well, the fancy brick paving and all that goes with it. So it's very welcome, and I'm delighted to see that the work has gone out for tender.
As we know, public realm works are underway in Ennis as well. And look, there's a lot of conversation about that, both in the positives and the negatives. But look, for Mount Shannon, it's a town that gets an awful lot of tourist traffic every year. Are you hoping that this can go some way to boosting that?
It will, but of course, while the works are going on, no more than in Innes, there's disruption. So following a request from one of the pub owners there, the man with the pub and the restaurant, he was saying, great to see the work happening, but when is it happening? So the height of the peak season for him, obviously, is June, July and August. But I've got an assurance here that the work will be done sort of in 50-metre steps or whatever. So the whole street won't be dug up all at the one time, or, you know, the pavements and that. So I'm confident that, you know, it's welcome work. And of course, Clare County Council wanted to tie in with the reopening of the rectory, the visitor centre, so the whole lot will be opened up together. So that's the plan. So it's gone out to tender now, so within 2 months we'll probably see shovels in the ground.